Welcome everyone to the final session of the Water Song Line and Center for Sacred Studies, Listening to Our Mother Waters, the Path of Purification. Tonight we are so blessed to have this topic of the Era of Water prophecies for this time. And tonight we are also so blessed to have Kazumi Oishi and her translator Akiko, and also Masako calling from Japan, which is tomorrow, and Nicoletta Agricolo, sorry about that, Nicoletta, from Germany, and Omile, Yeye Oshun, and Olu, and Bob, and myself. We have a very rich and full gathering tonight, and thank you all for joining in. I want all of us to be mindful that Kazumi will be translated, and so we need to speak slowly, and I need to remind myself that. And so I'm very grateful for Kazumi to be here, and we will open it up for Kazumi to begin with a prayer and also with her sharing, and we'll flow from there. So thank you once again, everyone. We are really collecting up waters of the world from various parts of the world tonight. So I'm very, very humbled and grateful. So Kazumi, we're going to unmute your mic so that you might offer us your beautiful offering. Thank you.
Hello, this is Akiko speaking. I'm one of the Japanese water mothers, helping out with Kazumi, with the translation and interpreting. And before Kazumi comes on, I would like to tell you a little bit about her. She was born in Okinawa, Japan, and is an Okinawan shaman called the Kaminchu. Until about 130 years ago, Okinawa was a tiny island country called the Ryukyu Kingdom. Just imagine something like the Kingdom of Hawaii. In the 1880s, for political reasons, Okinawa became a part of Japan. The Kingdom of Ryukyu believed in animism and worshipped nature. The Okinawan shamans listened to the oracles or revelations from spiritual beings or consciousness, and relays that message to others. Kazumi actually communicates with several spiritual beings or consciousness and receives oracles related to the human beings, the natural world, and the planet. Kazumi holds conversations and negotiations with these beings, which sometimes can go on for hours. In October of 2010, the gathering of the 13 grandmother was held in Japan. However, due to the typhoon, the 13 grandmothers could not get to the original venue, which was in the Amami Island. Kazumi had arrived at Amami before the typhoon and was able to conduct the water, fire, earth, an air ceremony there. Anne saw a photo of Kazumi conducting this ceremony and recommended her to be a member of the Water Mothers, and the rest is history. Let me also introduce Masako here, who is one of the other Water Mothers from Japan.
Hello. I'm Masako Suzuki, and I've been helping Kazumi since the gathering of the 13 grandmothers, and, well, I hope to meet you soon, okay?
So Kazumi would first like to start off with a song as a prayer.
はじめまして. 日本のウォーターマザーの一員の大石和美です。水の歌を歌います。
So, Welcome, everybody. My name is Kazumi, and I would like to sing a song of the waters.
これはスピリットが歌うので、目を閉じて聞いてください。
The spirit will be singing through her, so please close your eyes and listen.
水のありかを教えることにする。一つ目の水に変わり、夢を与える水の音、二つ目の水に揺らうゆらと、しずくの音としませ。三つ目の要の水を、アニメの中に入れまして、ゆらぎゆらぎつなぎましょう。ゆく末水かがゆ。
So now she will share you the prophecies that she has been receiving.
Okay. 日本語で言って、英語で訳して言いますので、まず生物と水について。
First, she would like to talk about living things and water.
すべての生命体にとって水は不可欠な物質です。生物体を構成する中で最も多くを占めるのが水です。
Water is essential to all life forms.It is the major component of all living things.
核や細胞で最も多く生物の 70% から 80% が水によって占められています。人の体も60から 70% 程度が水です。
It is also the major component of a nucleus and cytoplasm as well.Usually about 70 to 80% of a life form is water. As for human beings, about 60 to 70% of the body consists of water.
なお、生物は太古の海で誕生したとされていますが、地上の生物もその祖先をたどれば水中生活を送っていたことは皆さんご存知だと思います。これらを踏まえて啓示予言を伝えたいと思います。
Some say that living things were born at primordial oceans. One of the reasons is because the chemical composition of living things are similar to the composition of seawater. And the ancestors of creatures living on land often can be traced back to have lived underwater.With this in mind, I would like to share the oracles and prophecies that I have received.
2010年10月、日本の奄美大島のセレモニー儀式で降りた啓示です。奄美大島で台風の影響でマザーたちは現地入りできませんでしたが、先に奄美大島に渡っていた私は水、火、土、大気の儀式を行いました。
The following prophecies were received during the ceremony of the 13 grandmothers at Amami in October of 2010. The 13 grandmothers could not go to the Amami Island due to the typhoon. However, Kazumi arrived at Amami before the typhoon and was so able to perform the ceremony of water, fire, earth, and air.
儀式が終わって、プルトニウムの発生により水、大気に損失を被り、人間の細胞遺伝子に影響を及ぼすと啓示がおりました。
When she finished the ceremony, she received the following revelation that because of the plutonium, the water and air will be polluted, and that the cells and DNA of the human beings will be affected.
さらに、放射能に気をつけなさい。森林が黄色くなる。大地が白くなる。空が赤くなる。海が煮えたぎってくると、もっと厳しい信託がおりました。
There was an even more dire oracle which said, Be aware of radiation. The forest will turn yellow. The earth will turn white. And the sky will turn red. And the ocean will start to boil over.
その翌年、2011年3月11日、日本の東北沖の巨大地震が発生し、福島原発事故が起きました。これにより、私たちに降りてくる信託啓示は、普通の啓示ではないことを痛感しました。
The following year, on March 11, 2011, there was a great earthquake off the coast of Tohoku, Japan, which caused the nuclear disaster at Fukushima. With these incidents, I became very aware that the oracles and revelations that we were receiving was out of the ordinary.
では本題の水の予言についてお話ししたいと思います。
Now, I would like to talk about the prophecies regarding water.
まず、信託は人間のためだけ、現在の生命に対するハッピーな啓示ではないということをご理解ください。
First, let me make myself clear that the oracles are not only talking about the human beings, and that it is not necessarily a happy one for other living things.
私や弟子に降りた古代の神の名前の啓示で、アプス、お前が起きなければ命を生み出しはできない。ネパールの祈りではアプスを通せと啓示がおります。
There was a revelation under the name of an ancient god that came down upon me as well as my disciples. Apusu, unless you awaken, you cannot give birth to life. When I prayed in Nepal, the revelation said, Give way to Apusu.
アプスとは古代のシュメール神話に出てくる原始原初の水のことでした。これは海水も含めて古代の原始の水、淡水に戻す必要があるということです。
When I researched the meaning of Apusu, it meant the original or primordial water that appeared in ancient myth from Sumer. So,The meaning of the revelation was that it was necessary to revive the water from the primordial time, which is fresh water, and that means changing the seawater into fresh water.
次に水の循環の啓示です。
Next, I will talk about the revelations regarding the circulation of water.
水の命を循環させるため、調和を取り戻すため、地球の最初の水に戻す必要を伝えています。
The revelation says that it is necessary to revive the initial or original water on earth in order to circulate the life of water and bring back harmony and balance.
それには大気を変えるほどの火山活動も必要とされます。そうすることで水の循環が始まるからです。
And for that to happen, it was necessary to have volcanic activities which could change the atmosphere. When that happens, the water circulation can begin.
水の性質が変わると地球上の命の遺伝子に影響を及ぼします。それが分かった上で大いなる存在は水の性質を変えると伝えてきました。
When the properties of water changes, the DNA of life on earth changes. The great spirit of the earth is well aware of this fact when it said that it will change the properties of water.
生命体を作る。
Now I will talk about the creation of life.
生命体を作るにあたり、水、火、土、大気、風とか空気みたいなもの、四大元素は欠かせません。
When creating life, it is essential to have the four elements, which are water, fire, earth.And air.
生命体の細胞に菌類というのがあります。この菌類は遺伝子を決定します。
One type of living cell is fungus, and fungus determines the DNA.
私たちの重要な啓示の中には、人間という個人、人種、国家、宗教的なことではなく、地軸変動、遺伝子配列が変わると地球上の種の変化を伝えてきています。
Important revelations reveal that when the Earth axis shifts and the order of DNA changes, there will be a transformation of the seeds on Earth.
要するに私たちが住んでいる地球環境が変わり、細胞遺伝子情報が変われば、動物も植物も人という姿も変わります。これが水に及ぼす大きな最大な啓示になります。
What this all means is that when the environment of the earth changes, the cell and DNA information changes too.Which brings about transformation of shape and form of animals, plants, and human beings that exist. This is the most vital revelation regarding water.
それから中国の大気汚染、福島の原発事故、その他火山活動が活発になっています。ヨーロッパの火山噴火でカビが発生し、遺伝子に影響を与える啓示もあります。
Also, the air pollution in China, the influence of the nuclear disaster at Fukushima, and volcanic activities will continue and will be greater. There is a revelation that says that when the volcanoes in Europe erupt, there will be an outbreak of mold which will affect the DNA.
次に、私の知人の研究者で、福島原発事故は2011年3月11日に、大きな地震と津波が発生し、原発の6つのうち3つがメルトダウンしました。
Next, the topic is a small butterfly called the pale grass blue that is found in Japan and west of Asia. I am acquainted with the scientists conducting a study of the species, which was subjected to radiation following the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster. As you must already know, on March 11th, year 2011, Fukushima plant was hit by a tsunami triggered by the magnitude 9.0 Tohoku earthquake, causing a meltdown of three of the plant's six nuclear reactors.
その結果、大量の放射能物質が放出されました。現在もこの状況は改善されていません。
The plant began releasing substantial amounts of radioactive material, and the situation has not significantly improved.
放射能における研究を大和しじみという腸で研究された科学者がいます。その方の研究の写真を見せてもらいました。
The scientist who is studying the small butterfly, the pale grass blue, has shown me photos taken from the study of these butterflies.
大和しじみは日本とアジアに生息する小さな蝶々です。
As I said, this is a very small butterfly found in Japan and Asia.
その写真は、ヤマトシジミという蝶は両性浮遊であったり、羽の文様が変わっていたり、蜜を吸う口も丸まっていたり、明らかに遺伝子が変化し、奇形種が生まれています。ウィキペディで詳しく載っています。
The photos showed very clear and apparent abnormality in the DNA of the butterflies. Some had both female and male features, and some others had misshapen round mouths, which made it difficult for them to suck the water. And these are very apparent abnormalities.
研究にあたり、6世代、7世代がどのようになるのか、気をつけて研究してもらいたいとアドバイスをしました。
This information can also be found in the Wikipedia now. I advised her to keep a careful check on the sixth and seventh generation of these species.
それと、コールドショックというのがあり、6世代から7世代あたりに突然変異が起こるというのを教えてくれました。
Then the scientist told me that there was a phenomenon called cold shock, which meant a sudden mutation from the sixth.To the seventh generation of a particular species.
人間に仮定した場合、6世代または7世代あたりに突然変異が起こり、放射能であっても地球の環境に適したのが生まれるということになります。
If we apply this to the human species, it means that there could be a mutation in the sixth or the seventh generation of the humans. After the nuclear disaster,that might enable us to adapt to the Earth's environment, which includes the radiation.
しかし、環境に適さない人間の DNA、種は徐々に絶滅する種でもあるということです。
But the human species, meaning the human DNA that cannot adapt to this new environment, will die out.
地球は人間のためだけに命を維持しているのではありません。そのことを幾世紀も神話や我々のようなシャーマンたちに神託、予言という形で伝えています。
Earth does not maintain life just for humans. For centuries, this message has been coming down to us, shamans, in forms of oracles and prophecies.
これらは今日、明日起こるのではなく、徐々に時をかけて一般の人たちにも分かるようになるでしょう。
It will not happen today or tomorrow, but gradually, and the general public will come to understand the situation.
恐怖を与えているのではありません。戦争は互いの利益、殺し合いにより深い悲しみと憎しみを生みます。病気は助けられない悔しさを生みます。 自然の天平地位は脅威と壮大さを生みます。
The tension that I am trying to instill fear, it is words that create deep sorrow and hatred. It is killing each other for profit. Sickness creates frustration in our inability to help. But extraordinary earth changes may create amazing wonders and grandeur as well.
自然なくして人、生物は生活できません。その自然が変わろうとしています。
We human beings and other living creatures cannot survive without nature, and that nature is about to change.
宗教、人種、国家間の争いを行う者たちに、大いなる存在たちは、人間が自然化したことは人間で終わらせるようにと厳しく伝えています。
The great beings are communicating this message of great severity to those bringing conflicts among religions, different peoples and nations. The message is that what humans have started, humans must bring to an end.
人間自身が自分たちの命を危うくし、この地球、生命の源から決裂を言い渡されているのを知ってほしいと切に願うばかりです。
I sincerely hope that we can realize that it is us the human beings that have put our own lives in danger, and that this earth, the source of life, is telling us that it will break away from us.
私は人間にこの世に生まれて死ぬまで何事にも揺れない人という信を立て、一生懸命生き抜くこと、人の手という器官はつなぐこと、足という器官はたとえ厳しいことが目の前に起ころうとも、泣き崩れても立ち上がり歩くこと、それが人間が生まれ課せられた役目だと思っています。
I believe we can, as humans, have the core not to be shaken up by any events that happen.And complete our lives in this way, using our hands to connect with others, and using our legs and feet to stand up again, even when we fall down crying from disasters that we may encounter. I believe that it is our duty as we are born into this world.
最後に、大いなる存在は、神託は原始地球の核を作りつつあると伝えています。また、大いなる存在たちは、霊的魂を次の肉体に宿るために目覚めることを促しています。
The great beings are telling me through the oracles that they are creating the core of a primordial earth. They are also urging us to awaken so we may incarnate our spirit and soul into the next new vessels of life.
どうか皆様、未来の魂を切り上げてください。以上です。大石和美でした。
I ask all of you to welcome your souls for the new life and the future to come. This is Kazumi.
So, if anybody would like to ask questions, and now is the time.
Thank you, Kazumi. I'd like to invite anybody who would like to ask a question to press 1 on their keypad. And that also can include some of our Water Songline Council members as well. If you'd like to ask a question or contribute to this conversation. Thank you, everybody.I see that Anne Holmes, you have pressed 1 on your keypad. Would you like to ask a question?
Hello, can you hear me?
You sure can, yes.
You know, It's actually, I didn't mean to press one. I am actually driving because I couldn't get to the call early enough, so I wasn't quite clear about the last part of what I understood is there was an evolution that was going to occur to the human being as well as all the beings on the planet. And I'm not talking about the seventh generation one, but the one that may be happening in our lifetime. I guess that's my question. Is there going to be a DNA evolution occurring, say, within the next 50 years? That's my question. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll let Kazumi respond, and then I see there's another question for you also, Kazumi.
There
will be a DNA change, and whether you call that change a progress or evolution is depends on the person, but there will be a change.
Thank you. Thank you. I see that Char Richardson, you have your hand up. Would you like to ask a question or contribute?
Question. We would like to get a little more elaboration on the circulation of water.
Just a moment, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. 水の循環はまず今雨とか台風、あと雪、今ある暴風雪とか、そういったものも使いながら水を浄化していると思いますが、実は火山の火、マグマとか、そういったものも使って水の循環を促しています。
Okay, regarding the circulation of water, actually, using the rainwater,typhoon or the snow, the waters are being purified. And not only these, but the eruption of the volcano also helps in the circulation of the water.
それは、地球の奥底に眠っている陸地では、上の陸地ではなくて、地下奥深いところに水が溜まっています。
Actually, there is water beneath the earth, very deep down.
地震とか、そういった摩擦によって、その水が放出されます。そういうことも循環として使われています。
And then when earthquakes happen, this water that has been below the earth will come up to the surface. And this also helps in the circulation of the water.
この説明でわかりますか?
Would that be enough? Did it answer your question?
Yes. We live in Manitou Springs, where there's very... water that comes from very deep in the earth comes out in these seven sacred springs right at the base of Pikes Peak, which was a volcano at one time, and also at the base of Garden of the Gods, where it's this very sacred land, and this very ancient deep water comes up to the surface of the earth, and we're just wanting to really... be aware and raise awareness for the protection and the stewardship of these sacred waters that are here where we live.
ありがとう。とても素晴らしい話を聞きました。
Thank you very much for telling us that. It's wonderful to know that. And this water from the ancient time So this ancient water will be the water of the future.
Yes. We know this is true. We know this is true, and we are just really praying over the water and blessing the water and stewarding the water and protecting the water in this area because we know how very, very important that this is. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge and these teachings with us. Thank you.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
We're so excited.
Yes, thank you so much for this beautiful merging and affirmation about the deep waters. Thank you so much. Kazumi, is there something else you would like to share, or would you like to open it up perhaps for Omile to make an offering and we can come back to you? How would you like to continue on, Kazumi? Or Akiko, Masako, you may have something.
Kazumi says she said enough and she would really like to hear what Omile has to say because she is the chief, the leader of the Water Mothers.
Okay.
Hello, I'm laughing, Anne. I'll explain. I was laughing because I considered myself to be a small baby of Oshun. So I believe the Water Mothers, even though I did help to found the Water Songline Council with Anne, Bob, and Olu, I feel myself to be one amongst many great Water Mothers around the world. Myself and Kazumi have had with Olu and Akiko and with Nicoletta had some very, very deep conversations in Switzerland to do with the water prophecies. And I think this is a very, very important conversation. And it feels like this is a time for the Water Mothers and their prophecies to come forward. So I will, I'm going to add to something Kazumi said, but I'm going to share. About 7 years ago, when I was living in Trinidad, I had some dreams and the dreams were of, now I know it was Mother Oshun, asking me to help her heal the world. And at the time, I ignored the dreams initially because I didn't understand the dreams. But eventually an ancestor came to me in one of my dreams and told me that the ancestors would desert me. So as a result, I listened. I had to listen to the dreams because in my culture, I'm of Trinidadian, Jamaican, and African descent. In my culture, to ignore the ancestors brings disaster to your life. When I decided to... I should pause, okay? Does Akiko need to translate, or Masako? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think if you just go slowly enough,
okay,
that'll be for Akiko. Yeah, but thank you for your awareness.
Yeah. So eventually what happened was a priest from Nigeria came to Trinidad, and he checked the oracle about my dream, and he said that the dream was indeed Oshun, and Oshun did want me to help her heal the world and to do this with some others. And I asked him, well, what do I do? So he told me the answer will come to me. Around that time, he checked the oracle again. And that's when he said the oracle said Oshun's energy had birthed into me. And I was given the title Crown of the Mother, which is a title which indicates someone who carries Oshun's energy. And it's a very rare title, but that's not the most relevant part of the story. The priest was right that a few days later, I received an answer in through meditation and prayer to go to the water. And I went back to the priest and I said, well, I received an answer, go to the water. And he said, well, that's what you do. So this was back in 2007, and in that period I was taken through several initiations to do with Mama Oshun. And while I was going through, so Oshun was initiating me herself, but I was also being physically initiated over a period of almost, I think it was a period of 6 months of initiation, where for that period I had to go into isolation and nobody was allowed to touch me, or I was never allowed out on my own. And during that period, Oshun delivered a few prophecies. One of the major prophecies Oshun delivered was that Oshun said, so this was in 2007, Oshun said that the world had 5 years left to go before things became very, very bad. And she said we had maximum of 10 years left before we were on the verge of extinction. When that prophecy was delivered, I had no idea about all the global warming stuff, because it wasn't really, really hot news back then. And there was somebody who was from America, who was in Trinidad at the time, who actually told me about 2012 and said that the prediction was for around the 2012 period. Anyway, Oshun's prediction seems to have been correct, in that many scientists are now saying that we very soon will have lost 47% of our species, which is huge. Ocean said that if mankind does not correct his and her ways, then things will be very, very bad for us. Ocean said that the waters are the mirror of our humanity. And Ocean indicated that we must not pollute the waters anymore. That when we pollute the waters, we're polluting our consciousness, and that we must protect the waters. The Ocean said that the waters are the waters in our rivers, but also the waters that run within our bodies. What Ocean has indicated over the many years I've been journeying with the waters on her command, the Ocean said that we must pray at the waterways, because the water holds the ancient consciousness. The water is the mother. So when we pray at the waterways, Ocean said that the praying at the waterways is the fastest way to save humanity. Because there is something about praying at the waterways, which is a very ancient thing. And the water carries those prayers. Now, some people think that this is very mystical, but it's only because we have lost the ancient ways of working with the elements. Not everyone has lost this, but most of us. But even if we don't understand the science of the water, Ocean said that we should still pray at the waterways. And it's there where the elevation of humanity's consciousness will rise. That Ocean said that we should all pray together from all the countries from around the world. That when we pray at the different rivers, the prayers are united, and the ancient lineages and the ancient ancestors are united. And it's this unity and it's this oneness of the lineages again that will help raise the consciousness of humanity to awaken us. That Ocean said that the awakening of humanity will not come from our rational minds, but Ocean said the awakening of humanity will come from the spirit within us all, that it will be a spiritually guided thing. But the spirits cannot act on by themselves without us joining with them. That Ocean said that all the signs of the mother that our ancestors used to look for to tell them if the world is in balance are all dying. Ocean said that the waters is the mother's symbol and the honeybee is her symbol. And the fishes are her symbol. That Ocean said the honeybees are almost gone. Ocean said that the waters are almost gone. And Ocean said that over 60% and more of our fish in the ocean are almost gone. Ocean said that these are symbols that we need to pay careful attention to. That Ocean said when any of these symbols start disappearing, that is an alarm bell for humanity. However, throughout the years, Ocean has shown that that there is still a chance for humanity to elevate its consciousness. However, Oshun says that we have our toes on the line, that we are almost over the mark now. So Oshun said that prayer and praying at the waters, and as Kazumi said, at the very ancient waterways, Oshun says that the reason why the mothers have revealed the linkages between our lineages is to also guide us to the very ancient sites that were important in the water song line of the earth. And Oshun said we should seek out the very ancient sites and we should pray there, because Oshun said that anyone who works with water will know that even when you sit by water for a small moment, that suddenly you have awareness and insights. So Oshun said, imagine now, if you pray and sit with water for longer, or even collect the water from the very, very ancient sites. Oshun said that some of the ancient sites include the Nile in Egypt, South Africa, the River of Stars. Oshun said the Oshun River. Oshun said the Ganga River. Oshun said that in Japan, very, very ancient waterways. And all through America, and every country has very ancient waterways. The River Jordan. Oshun said wherever we are, however we can, we must seek the waters out there. That is very crucial, because humanity, Oshun said that you can see the state of humanity, how we are all fighting and warring and in fear. Oshun said it's because the waters are dirty. And when the water is dirty, it's hard for humanity's consciousness to rise. So we must look after the waters, but essentially we must also pray deeply. That Oshun said that we must believe that one strong prayer or a few strong prayers together can help change things. That Oshun says that the water shows us that there is no strength in one river, but the strength of a river comes from understanding all the rivers are connected. Oshun said, this is a time for us to put aside our petty differences and to recognize our universal origins of oneness, love, and compassion. And she said, this is the message of water to the world. And I'm just going to stop right there.
Thank you so much, Omire. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she.
I wanted to open it up again to the circle here, to the participants, and also to our Water Songline Council members, if anybody wants to share. If anybody wants to share, you can press 1 on your keypad. And okay, I see a number of people that are lit up. Elizabeth Harada, would you like to share?
I have a question for Omile. I would like to know if Ocean has ever told you about a new earth being birthed in order to heal herself.
Kazumi, I think, is a good person to ask about the new earth, because Oshun has never gone that far in the visions she has given me. her main concern is about Earth right now. And her main concern with all her messages she has given me is what can we do right now to birth this, to rejuvenate and somehow pull this Earth back from the brink of extinction, if at all possible. So she's never gone beyond that, beyond the prophecies, the ancient prophecies. But what she has said, she has said that if we cannot do these things, that the future looks very, very dire. In fact, Oshun had shared a vision with me. Ironically, last year I shared with my family, but I didn't share with anyone else, that Oshun had told me that the year 2014 onwards was going to be a year when we will see human rights deeply violated more and more and more. And Oshun had said that we will see the earth go backwards to almost pre-civil rights, almost all the way back to how slavery was. Oshun had said that human beings will see the greatest, most awful abuse of their rights. And this reversing back is an indicator that we are not doing the things we need to do quick enough. So that's, I can only say what she shared with me, but I definitely know Kazumi has a lot of things to say to do about the new Earth, to do the DNA evolution.
Right.
Thank you.
So, Kazumi, would you like to share some more about that? Because you're unmuted now. Thank you.
Kazumi desu. This is Kazumi speaking. 今の話を聞いていて、
I was listening to Omi.
私が2012年12月22日に、アメリカ聖堂のボルテックスで、祈りをしたときに、
Kazumi was in Sedona, in the year 2012, December 22nd, and she was sitting at the vortex, and she got the, I said that, there was a message.
2億5000年のとき、要するに地球が誕生して、その間2億5千年間の出来事が終わり、新たなる2億5千年の、2億5千万年っていいと思います。2億5千万年の時代が始まったというふうに言われました。
Okay. She got the message that a period of two million five thousand years has changed, and that a new era of 2,500,000 years was starting. That a new era was starting then.
これは何を意味するかというと、一つの地球上の文明が終わり。
That means that one human civilization has ended.
次の文明を作るために最初からやり直すという意味なんです。これが新しい地球という意味になります。
So the next civilization was going to start, butwas going to be created from scratch.
で、なぜ母なるマザーたちが騒いでいるかというと、今までの文明を作ったのは母なる存在たちであるからです。
And the reason the mothers are talking and going hither and thither is because they are the ones that have
created the civilization.
それは歴史が遡ることによって新しい異文明を作っていきます。
先生ですかね。So, I lost my thought. ごめんなさい。歴史を遡ることによって、新しいものを作る。
So, what we have to do is go back in history, and by doing so, create a new world.
And this is what the mother deities are talking about.
そうさせないために早く気づきなさいっていうこと、人間の、なんて言ってたかな、なんだっけ、差別だとか戦争だとか、また同じような核戦争が来る前に人間が早く気づきなさいということを我々はずっと伝えられていたのです。
So I've been told that the human beings have to realize and awaken, so that all this discrimination and wars and another nuclear war does not happen.
それに関しては、私自身も2007年にもそう同じ、尾身さんと同じようにメッセージ、もっと古いメッセージもあるのですが、この時代は2009年から15年でまで人事に対し発信するようにと言われていました。
So she received the same kind of messages only and even before that too. But the message says that we have to tell the people between the year 2009 and 2015.
それほど、人類というより地球自体、地球の存続自体が大変な時代に入っているということです。
So it is not only the human, but the earth itself is at a dire position that it will become extinct if we do not awaken.
地球上の生物は現在の地球の、素材でできているということです。それが新しい時代に変わるということ、地球自身が決めたことです。
The living things on Earth are made of particular materials now, but that will undergo change as well.
これが私たちに我々の降りている大きな存在からのメッセージの一つになります。
This is one of the messages that we have received from the great beings on Earth.
以上です。
That is all.
Thank you. There's several other hands that are raised. Lee Steelman, do you have a question that you would like to ask?
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to share that I have also been told to pray at the water and to make offerings.And my community here in Philadelphia, we do some really beautiful rituals of offerings of prayers and gratitude to the waters. And my larger community shares also a practice of praying with the waters. And for me, it's challenging. I can't every day get to a body of water to pray. So one of the practices.I use is to journey in the shamanic world, journey to a waterside, and then sing my prayers into that water with the prayer that water may flow into this world. And it changes the dream we're dreaming. This practice comes from my teacher, Shunasi Rose, and so I'm only sharing a little part of it with respect to, you know, permission before sharing all of something.That it's a very beautiful and easy way to pray into the waters and to just invite song as our prayer and allow that singing into those ancient waters to flow into the world and into the dreams of the people here in this world. So I want to just give thanks to all of the many ways that we're coming together across the globe to pray with the water. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I see Mbali has joined us. Welcome.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Mbali Riazo from South Africa is here. And I don't know, I didn't see how long you, you've been on. I'm so grateful. Would you like to share something or with the people? And happy you're here.
Good morning. I have bronchitis, so I just hope you can hear me. It's a little difficult to breathe at the moment. Maybe you could just give me a minute of or 30 seconds of what
of course.
What the main topic is today, or where you have gone with it, and then maybe I can share something on that.
Yeah, of course. We have Kazumi and Masako and Akiko, who are here from Japan, from our water sunlight. We also have Nicoletta from Germany, and Omine, and Olu, and myself, and my husband. And Robin Youngblood just got on as well. So we have a rich group of our Water Songline Council. And we've been talking about the prophecies for this time and the era of water. And Kosumi shared, and Omile, and then we've had some questions. So Mbali and welcome, Robin. Maybe what we can do is just continue on, and then Mbali, or if you would like to join in, if you can press 1 on your keypad, then I'll know that you want to speak, and we'll open it. We'll just keep flowing. We have a little less than an hour more of this call, so we'll just keep flowing. It's been very rich. And good morning. I know it's probably about 4 in the morning for you right now, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, morning prayers night for Nicoletta as well. Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Okay.
So I'm wondering.
Well, I just wanted to greet everybody with Makozi, which means the truth of the ancestors, and to also say Kamagu, which means that we and those who follow you, we honor all of you, and we honor all of those who follow you as well. So I just wanted to make that greeting. And then, yeah, I'll listen and then see if there's anything I can add.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm actually wondering, Bob, shall we sing a water song?
Okay.
Yeah. So perhaps my husband and I, if you can unmute Bob there, Marjean. No, Marjean needed to. All right. And so you want to start, and I'll join in with you? Bob and I are going to sing I'll sing the one that we sing in the morning. We're going to sing a water song that we've sung before, I think, on this in this 7 weeks previous. But it's always good to sing again. We sing it every morning to the lake, the Vernal Marsh that's by our house. So we'd like to share that with everybody, bring in some of that prayer song to the circle.
That's a song to address the water and the birds that live there, because the birds can travel and take the intention of the prayer to the other waters, fly through the air. And so the song talks about that.
Open it up some more. I see Robin, you have your hand raised. I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to. Welcome.
Thank you so much, and I love the song. Matter of fact, I hope maybe you can send me a CD or something of it. I'd love to learn it.
I apologize for being late tonight. A little saw-wet owl flew into my car, and I thought it was dead. So I brought it home and spent some time with it in prayer, and it revived. So I'm feeling very blessed that I decided to come alive again, and it doesn't seem to be hurt. So.
So, Robin, it's a little hard to hear you. I don't know if you're on speaker or how we might be able to hear you a little better. I can understand what you're saying, but it's pretty difficult.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yeah.
It's better? Okay. I was on speakerphone.
Yeah, I think it's better that you take it off of speaker, yeah. So
okay.
The owl revived herself, huh?
Yes. For some reason, I'm calling it a him. I have no idea how you tell which gender an owl is, but I'm very grateful that it's alive. And, of course, for me, owl is one of my medicines, so that's very important.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, Robin. I had the opportunity to do that twice for hummingbirds, and those guys are my medicines.
Mm-hmm. You know, everything that we're doing is for all our relations, so I'm very grateful for all of that. And the news that I've been hearing this week about lands being taken away from Native Americans has been really upsetting. So I'm very grateful that we're having the talks that we are, and that people are coming into these conversations to understand how important it is to keep these lands sacred and to bless the waters and to take care of things in a very good way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there more that you'd like to share at this time, Robin?
I'd love to listen.
Okay. So again, I'm going to open it up. Nicoleta from our Water Songline Council, you've been here on this call. I'm wondering if you want to share. Would you like to share with the people, with us?
Well, actually, listening to all the sharing and about the prophecies and the dreams from everyone, it's really fascinating to see the common ground we all have, and all the messages and prophecies are around everywhere. So no matter where we are from, where we are right now, we actually all have the same information, the same messages and prophecies, just in other dresses, so to say. So also looking at my own culture, you know, like Greece, I see that a lot of the old wisdom, the prophecies we have there, are more or less the same. I was just listening to yours. So therefore, I will just stick on to listening to all of you. Enjoying.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mbali, I see that you have your hand raised. We'd love to hear from you now. Good morning again.
Morning. Thank you, everybody. I was wondering where to start, really, and I think I just wanted to start with sharing what's been happening here in South Africa with the work that we're doing with individually, but also with groups of people. And I know that many of us are familiar with water rituals, taking people into the water. And that's been going on, as we know, for centuries. It's not anything new, where we've been taking people into the water. I myself have not been a swimmer for all these years. I'm now 63, and I'm recently working with somebody who has been taking me into the waters at Cape Point, which is known as the original Eden by Credo Mutwa. We recently took a group of people into the waters on a journey. And we call it the place of origin. And I just wanted to share that what I witnessed in the 6 days that we were entering into the waters each day was remarkable and profound. And I think I'm understanding the Great Mother in a very, very different way now. And whilst I really want to thank everyone who goes to the waters and prays to her, seeing it as her wanting us very much to do that and to make that connection with her, because of the disconnect that we have had as the years have gone by with her being there, but not actually working, so to speak, with her or being with her. And I think the most important piece that I've received recently is simply to go and be with her in what any way we can. And then just to add that what I've seen and witnessed over these last couple of years in South Africa where the entering of the water has been the focus of the work that we've been doing here. I just want to say also that any time that you can enter into her and be with her in that way as well and speak your prayers to her in that way as well, I just want to encourage you all to do that. And spend as much time as you possibly can with her and in her. Part of what we have been doing is actually taking people in when it's very cold as well. And so everything, all this work in different ways that we have been entering into her, she's teaching us how to be with her as well. And whilst we are also there, we've also been learning how to be with the animals in the water, how to call them in, how to actually be with her, and how the healing power of those animals has been extraordinary as they touch our lives. So I'm here in a place, very fortunate, where I can see whales in October a few feet from the shore playing with their children or playing with the babies. And I'm hearing her song, the whale songs, as very much about her inviting us more into her as a place of healing and as a place of cleansing. Maladoma Somme, who's been one of my teachers, but has spoken about how the transmutation of any of the elements, whether it's water or earth or nature, how when we enter into it, we do earth burials, or takes on another level of consciousness into how we can heal and how we can connect, where we are returning to that place of origin, where 100,000 years ago, people knew how to communicate with the waters, knew how to communicate with the animals in a very, very different way that, unfortunately or sadly, we have become disconnected from. And I know that there are many people who can still do that, but I would love to see us returning to that place of origin where we were able to truly connect in a seamlessly way that created healing, not only for us, but also for the planet. I'll just finish with a story where we were sitting at the water, and we saw in the wave many sharks. As we were sitting there, the wave came up and we saw a line of sharks. We were doing a short meditation, and in that meditation I heard that we will eventually return to origin again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much. Grateful that you could join us here from there. And we have quite a web of relations connecting here tonight. Thank you for this sacred technology. I'd like to open it up again to the circle here, the people also from all over who are joining us. If there's somebody who would like to add. Oh, I see Robin. You have your hand raised. Robin Youngblood, please. Thank you.
I just wanted to thank Mbali for what she's been doing in South Africa. As you know, Mbali, we were there. I was there at the same time that you were doing your ceremonies in the water, and we did a water ceremony too, and as well a dance to a sacred tree in Cape Point, a four-trunked cypress tree. And what it felt like to me is that we were all joined together in that time. Whether we were on the land or in the water, doing those ceremonies was bringing life force that was quite incredible, very profound. And the experiences that the people we were with were having were a total awakening for them, because many of these people had never done anything like this before. And I agree that when we begin to do these ceremonies and we find our own way of immersion, whatever that is, that we are taken to a point of conception again, of rebirth, of a new understanding and a deeper level of knowing than we've probably ever been able to connect to before. And I see this happening around the planet, and it is part of the prophecies that this new time that we're in, this time of love and reconnection, is about knowing the divinity within us. Father Sky, Mother Earth, and everything that exists, we are holograms. Every cell within us is a hologram. So everything that we do to reconnect with that is exponentially powerful, not just for us, but for the seven generations behind us and the seven generations or more in front of us. Every time that I experience something like this, something in me changes on a level that I can't even describe. And I watch that happening with others as well. As we do these things, especially when we do them in groups, the power that comes, the life force that explodes within us, isn't just within us, it explodes out into the universe. Creation is continuing all the time. And we're a part of that. So when we are energetically connected to these things, we are creators. And as we co-create together in ceremony, things that happen ripple out throughout the universe in incredible ways. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I'm just struck tonight by a few very profound things, and one is that those of us who've been able to gather from the Water Song Line and we represent the medicine wheel tonight. We have the red, the black, the yellow, and the white, and the directions represented here. And that is part of the prophecy, the coming together of the peoples across the different cultural boundaries, across the different ways, across the different clan systems, that we're coming together in unity for the sake of the earth and for the sake of the unity of the people. So I want to acknowledge that. Also want to acknowledge that we're coming upon the new moon solstice, which is converging this year. Very profound time for calling in the sun, for calling in the light, and for setting new roots down. So I just want to acknowledge that, give great thanks for the perfection of this circle, for this medicine wheel, for the hope within the prophecy, and for the darkness, the fullness of the darkness now that is in that seed is the birth of the light, and it's coming, and we can all converge our good thoughts and prayers and songs and offerings and our purification ceremonies in that direction. I see that, Kozumi, you have your hand raised. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
I don't know. Right. Yes.
さっき水の儀式について、でしたが、私たち沖縄、特に私たちが、私がよくふるさとに帰った時にやる儀式なんですけども、やはり海の中に入って、生命の木と言われる、私が持っている木なんですけども、混ぜたり、あと弟子とか他の人たちを招くときに海の中に裸になって海の中に入っていただいて、瞑想していただき、 そして、生まれ変わりの儀式をします。これは海だけではなく、聖なる川でもやります。ですから、先ほどのアフリカのね、マザーが言ったことを聞いて、あ、同じことをみんなしているんだなと、すごく嬉しく思いました。で次、私、この役を、マサコさんがしたら、マサコさんが、あやわこについて話します。
You were talking about the Buddha ceremonies. When I go back to Okinawa, which I do from time to time, I go into the ocean, and I have the stick that I call the Tree of Life, and I stir the water, ocean water with it. And I ask people to take off their clothes, go naked, and go into the water so I can conduct a ceremony of rebirth. And Kazumi just asked me to tell...
But before that, it's not only conducted in the sea, but also in the sacred rivers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she just asked me to tell you about the visitors we had from December 2nd to the 7th. We had elders come visit us from two from South America, representing the Ayahuasca tribe. These were four tribes. One was Ayahuasca. Another was Kogi, and two others, I just can't remember the names. So.
One is Miwa. They are from the Sierra Nevadas of Colombia.
They all are, but two Ayahuasca elders called Mamos were part of the delegation that visited us. And we had two elders from Mexico. One was a translator, so there were three from Mexico. And we had a Navajo medicine man from North America. So that was like from South America, North America, and from Mexico. And there were eight of them all together, two were organizers and six elders. Anyway, they came to pray at Mount Fuji to cleanse the waters of the Fukushima nuclear plant and also to connect with the Mother Earth here. We first did the ceremonies near Mount Fuji. Kazumi and the elders conducted water ceremonies and fire ceremonies. And we did rituals of cleansing. And then we revisited this place where the rivers meet. We were talking about praying at the start of the water lines, and that's what we did. And many people came and joined in our prayers. And the next destination they headed for was Uluru in Australia. They had started this journey sometime in June last year, and there were this year, and they started. There was a big gathering in, I think, South Dakota's first, and then they were asked to go to the Four Corners to pray there because the radiation
the uranium that is taken from the Four Corners was used to create the atomic bomb that was dropped in Nagasaki and also Hiroshima.
Okay. And then they were directed to go pray in Etna, for the mountain, Etna, in Sicily. And then they were to come to us in Japan. And there were four places all together to visit. And Mount Fuji. And so from Four Corners, they were supposed to go to Italy and then visit Mount Fuji in Japan and then go to Mount Uluru, where they dug the uranium that was used in the Nagasaki.
No.
That's what they said?
No. This uranium that was taken from Uluru was used to create the nuclear plant in Fukushima. So there is this a connection of the radiation.
Mm-hmm.
それは福島で使われた。私たちは、あと教皇の人が長崎に行っているのか。
Okay, we were discussing this.
私は、水の再生をするために、循環と再生、種をまきに日本に来た。それを先週一緒にやりました。ということをお伝えします。
でも、海のあれは、ウルルは長崎。
Yeah, so it was uranium from ウルルだったし、ウルルは長崎。But that's not the point that Kazumi wanted to make.She says they brought the seeds of water and for the circulation of water and to purify the water, and that was the main thing. So that was the important part that she wanted to stress.
Yes, but also the radiation, to cleansing the radiation in the water.
Okay, so that's what it summed it up. Thank you. Do you know about the Momos in the Sierra Nevada, Colombia?How they pray to the Mother Nature, and they get messages. And they came to us, the younger brothers and sisters, to tell us what the messages were. They go around the world, some of them, the Arawak tribe in particular, to tell us the messages that they receive from Mother Earth. They're really connected to her. They live high up in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
That's all for now.
Yes, thank you, Kazumi. Thank you so much. The four tribes from the Sierra Nevadas that you're referring to, who call the rest of us little brother. Thank you very much for sharing about your prayers with them.It's wonderful, the weaving that is happening here on the call. Thank you, and thank everybody for, there's different kinds of challenges in communication when we have translation. We have to allow for some of that bumpiness in the translation. That's part of it. We just allow for it and get a lot of,riches and beauty and treasures from the sharing that's happening all around the world right now in this little call here. So I wanted again to just open it up. We have about a little less than 20 minutes in our call, and there may be some songs, prayers, offerings. Olu, you haven't spoken, and Bob, you did speak? Oh, okay.
See.
Yes, Olu, would you like to share with us?
Yes. So first of all, I'll try to make this short. This has been deep and awesome and prophetic, profound. So I'm going to share that, this is what oneness, feels like. And I'm committingpublicly on this phone, to embracing the oneness that is birthed in this call. I don't think that we can actually accomplish what is before us without actually really embracing the oneness, which is not just people, but it's all our relations, all living things, all things on this earth and in this universe, oneness.And actually returning to the level of caring and consideration and compassion that we need to. So I embrace it, and that is where my journey is taking me now. I think we all have decision to make. Because from the messages from Kazumi and the messages from Oshun, Omileye,and others, it is apparent that, there's a transformation that's about to occur, is occurring as we speak. Now, I believe that, prophecy is given to us so that we can act on it. We don't have to be at the end line. We can actually walk through this and survive if we carefully listen and act on it. So I'm one in favor of acting on it. And someone probably wants to mute their phone because I can hear a lot of noise in the line. But anyway, the other part of this is I feel like I'm standing here from this call. I feel like I'm standing here on a very high elevation and looking down on the earth. And on one side of this huge crevice is fire and brimstone, fire everywhere. And on the other side is water, blue, pristine, and calm, and welcoming. And I say to myself, we have a decision to make. You know, Mama Oshun did warn us in those early days at the beginning of this journey that if we did not accomplish this coming together and going to the water and praying and healing the world, that she would be followed by a really devastating fire energy. And so we can either choose to be constructive and healing and commit to loving and peace and compassion, or we can just succumb. One more point is that, you know, whatever comes, you know, my spirit is telling me that whatever comes, we're going to transform, transmute, and we're just energy anyway. So whatever comes, it is what it is, I will embrace it. So as I say oneness, it includes all the darkness and all the light, but most essentially, the truth. And so I forgive all of those and all of those ancestors of those who have caused us pain and suffering and taken us down the wrong paths. I forgive you. I embrace you as my brother. And I send you love, and I transmute to the truth, the light, and the positive oneness that we must become. Ashe.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Robin, I see you have your hand raised. Love to hear from you.
Thank you. We have an old prophecy that came through three medicine men at the same time. Wovoka, who was Paiute, Mohala and Smohatkin, who were from my Columbia River tribe, the Okanagan and the Walla Walla and so forth. And that prophecy was about something called the ghost dance. When the prophecy was given, what they all saw is that if people danced around a tree, holding hands, dancing to the tree of life, and of course this was Indian people, that the white people would all disappear. They'd go back where they came from, or they'd just disappear. Well, what we've learned over time is that prophecy is subject to interpretation, and very often the first interpretation is not the final interpretation. So our people have held this prophecy, and of course we know what happened with the ghost dance and the Wounded Knee Massacre
and all those kinds of things. And the white people didn't go away. Well, what my elders told me in the 90s is that it really wasn't about Indian and white people. It was about people of heart versus people of fear. And that if we would dance and do our ceremony, my teachers believed that there would come a point where there would be two dimensions on earth. The dimension of those who come from love and the dimension of those who come from fear. As you said, only the water and the fire. They also told me that at some point we wouldn't even see each other. And I've actually experienced that. I've been in two different instances in my life where there was confrontation and conflict going on, and even though I was right in the middle of it, nobody saw me. I was able to stand and pray from the source of love to calm both of those situations. And I watched it happen. I think that what we're being called on right now to do is to hold that core of love in prayer, in ceremony, in our daily lives and actions, no matter what we see going on around us. And to hold that energy of love until the choice is made. We've already made it, and we make it in each and every day and each and every moment. And there are plenty of people out there who are awakening each and every day and each and every moment. My prayer at this point is that no one's left behind. That at some point, the 100th monkey goes into effect, and everybody says, oh, we no longer need fear. We can all choose love. You know, this is the time when people celebrate Christ's birth. The Christ consciousness, Christ gave two commandments, only two. Love Creator above everything. And love your neighbor as yourself. If we actually did that, there wouldn't be any more war. There wouldn't be poverty. There wouldn't be children without food and education and shelter. We'd be living what the Christ consciousness teaches. And more we're doing it. More and more people come every day saying, what is this energy of love that you talk about? What's it mean? How do we get there? And those of us who are doing this work, we're the examples of that. The commitment that you spoke of, Olu, is living that and being that in our daily lives so that anybody who looks at us can see what it's about. Thank you.
Amen. Ashe, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Exactly. Very much. Yeah, I'm very grateful for this wonderful weaving, and we have a few more minutes left. I'd like to open it up again to any other council members who may want to share. And then at the very end of this call, which will be the very end of our 7 weeks, I wanted to open it up for a collective prayer where we all just pray together for a few minutes. But we have a little bit of time before that, and I'd like to, again, open it up to the council members, and if there's none of the council, Bob would like to share, so we'll open up your mic, Bob.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to be knowing about the truth. Prophecy is the truth, and also to know about what is in the heart, which lives in the heart. It's a form of light, and we call it love. And I'm grateful that we're being called, our attention is being called to witness it and to feel it within ourselves, so that without fear we can go ahead and be in the moment of transformation every single breath, and spread that to our loved ones from our inside space, and through our loved ones, watch it grow. I have gratitude right now. That's all. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. I'm wondering if anybody else part of her up. I see Mbali, you have something that you'd like to share, please.
I just wanted to bring into the conversation the qualities of water as I know it from the Dogara tradition, and I'm sure that it's in every tradition as well. But for me, the Dogara tradition has been such a great teacher. And the qualities of water that they speak about is about it represents peace. It represents reconciliation. It represents clarity and focus and deep soul work. And it also represents forgiveness. And what I've just heard from Derek and from Robin and the others that have speaking is the word oneness and the word love. And of course, and gratitude now, just from Bob. And so I'm grateful to all of you for reminding us of all of those qualities which all include in that peace, reconciliation, deep soul work, clarity and focus and forgiveness. And it's a wonderful reminder to myself too. And I believe that Mama Water is the greatest teacher of all of those things. And that those qualities, or when we're not living in those qualities, when we're living in the opposites of those qualities, not being able to forgive, living in the fire of our lives, living in the inability to reconcile with those who came before us and those we're living with right now, and especially those who came before us, then we are unable to truly immerse in the deeper waters of our lives. So I would just like to ask us to, again, just open up to the deeper waters of our lives where we can truly live in flow of that oneness and of that love, that the greater love that we're speaking of. The inability to forgive is probably one of the most painful pieces that keep us stuck in that water flow. So, thank you.
Thank you.
So what I would like to do in these last few minutes is, first of all, yes, thank you, oneness, forgiveness, all that has been shared on this call, in the 7 weeks, and in all the branches of the all the different waterways that have been inspired through this water song line and Center for Sacred Studies prayer offering for these 7 weeks. I'd like to open up all the mics, and I'd like us to pray together. And I want to say to the Water Songline Council that when we're complete, we're all going to go to the green room briefly and
convene, and I want to say to all of the participants on the call, thank you, thank you, thank you, the ones who will be listening to us, thank you, thank you, thank you, and that we can continue this circle and this prayer, and please, through the watersongline.com, you can connect with the Water Songline, and please continue this weaving, this growing of this community of like-minded people praying together and singing together, dancing together, and celebrating this wonderful life together and honoring the Mother Waters and all of this creation. And my ancestors, the Star Nation, for the children, 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 children. So I want to say that in great humility and thanks. And why don't we open the prayer, the lines, and everybody on the phone, please let's offer our prayers and our songs and for the last minute or so. Thank you. Holy, holy, holy one of Okay, aho.